Here we go on a happy Friday afternoon. We're going to bring him in, and he is one of our Pride of Lions, a Lion on the Line, Gordy Sportsmore, CBS Sports Talk Radio. Let's give it up, all Steeler Nation, Steeler fans, Brian Anthony Davis. Good to have you.
It is great to be here, Coach Gordy. Thank you so much. I'm going to have to learn your middle name.
Unused.
You're basically like Sting and Madonna now. You're just Gordy.
It is Coach Gordy, and that is a real name. Let's get to the news of the Steelers. There's a lot of it, and my gosh, you brought in a quarterback that used to be with the Washington football team. Talk about it.
Everybody's going crazy over this. They're like, no, you can't bring this guy in. I had one buddy said, what, has the front office gone senile? Me, I'm like, this is awesome. Bring a guy in. Give him a chance. This is the land of opportunity. Give a guy an opportunity. But if you think, if anybody thinks that Dwayne Haskins is coming in to be the number one quarterback in Pittsburgh, that's not why he's here. He was signed to a futures deal. The futures deal is great because they always do that right after they're eliminated from the playoffs. At the beginning of the year, they sign these guys, and they give them a chance to come in to show what they can do. Now, most of the time, these future deals, they end up, a lot of these guys getting cut, or camp bodies, they end up getting cut right at the deadline if they make it through. A few guys make it to the very end, and some of them make it big. The Steelers have got a guy that was a futures deal about 4 years ago. He's about to be a free agent. They're desperately trying to sign him again. His name is Mike Hilton. He's become one of the best slot corners in the league. But when we're talking about Dwayne Haskins, everyone said, all right, he's had his problems here. He had a tumultuous year, second year in Washington. He's not good. Hey, that's fine. Remember Paxton Lynch? He was a number one draft pick that went through a couple teams. He's getting got a second chance. He competed in camp. There was a possibility he could be the third. The highest position right now that Dwayne Haskins is going to be would be a third-string quarterback if he makes it. Look, you're probably not bringing Josh Dobbs back. Josh Dobbs was the guy that you cut before. You brought him back after actually, you didn't really cut him. You traded him to Jacksonville. He got cut. You brought Dobbs back. He was your third-string guy. He's a free agent. You know, so they're bringing this guy in. I mean, they might tender a small deal to Dobbs, make it camp competition. There's always about four or five quarterbacks in camp. Last year there was five. So, hey, if it sticks to the wall and it works, it's great. If it doesn't, hey, we tried. That's it. But he's not coming in to be the successor to Ben Roethlisberger. That's the furthest thing from their mind. If it ends up happening and he's great, then, hey, it's a steal.
And you are ever so right that most of these guys never make the team, and you can't blame. There's nothing illegal about it. They bring these bodies in because they want as many bodies in training camp as possible.
The only thing about it is he's a big name, and that's why people are up in arms about it. Like I said, everybody deserves a second chance. See what he does with it.
Are you getting feedback already on Behind the Steel Curtain?
Oh my gosh, instantly. People went crazy. And we had a podcast last night, and on our flagship podcast called The Steelers Preview, people in the live chat on YouTube, we typically have, on the first pass, we typically have about 500 in the live chat, and yeah, they were going absolutely nuts with it, Gordy.
Let's continue. The mic is yours. Any other news you would like to share?
Oh, yeah. So, a lot of the problem with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now is going to be salary cap, and everybody's thinking about salary cap. Well, they cleared some room on the salary cap, and they didn't have to do anything today. So, as of just Friday morning, Vance McDonald, at the age of 30, after 8 years in the league, has announced his retirement from the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Vanimal did a great job in Pittsburgh. Now, his role was reduced the last year. He became more of a blocking tight end. He did not have a lot of targets, but he was very reliable for Ben Roethlisberger in a lot of instances over the last couple years. I really like the contribution of one Vance Coleman McDonald. and now he has retired to spend time with his family. He's very grateful to the opportunities that the 49ers gave him and the Steelers organization did as well. He's not going to go down all time as a great Pittsburgh Steelers. He was solid. And so that does clear room for them. That just answers some questions for them. A lot of people were talking that he might be a cap casualty anyways because he was going to be a he wasn't going to be a free agent, but there's a lot of people thinking that they were going to go ahead and part ways with him anyways. Just like Ramon Foster did a year ago, Vance McDonald is doing this year.
Any other news?
Yeah, the other thing that I wanted to talk about, this is quite a big deal. So last week we talked about the Steelers looking for a new offensive coordinator. On a Saturday, it came out that all reports are saying that Matt Canada, the quarterback's coach, who was visiting the Miami Dolphins, is going to come in and be the next offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then, you know, the rookie role has been extended to coordinators this year, so they decided to wait, and they brought some other coaches in to go ahead and take a look at. One of them yesterday was the former coach of the Cleveland Browns and the Oakland Raiders by Hugh Jackson. And I always make the mistake. I don't want to say Hugh Jackman, not the actor, not Wolverine, but Hugh Jackson. So Hugh Jackson was not a great head coach. He was 3-36 as a head coach in Cleveland. But the great thing about Hugh Jackson, he's one of those guys that's a fantastic coordinator in this league. He did some great things with the Cincinnati Bengals when their offense was high-powered. He was behind it. He was with other teams that was very good. Then there's another name that not a lot of people know, but if you follow sports, you know this name. And our very own Donnie Souders would probably know this name, not because of the Raiders, but probably because of the D.C. Defenders, because Pep Hamilton was the general manager and the head coach of the XFL's D.C. Defenders. He was the quarterback's coach in Los Angeles for the Chargers this year, and you know how well Justin Herbert did. Now, there's another guy that he coached in Stanford and as the quarterback's coach in Indianapolis, a guy named Andrew Luck. Everywhere this guy goes on offense, he's pretty good. The Steelers have asked for permission to talk to him. Now, this is not to satisfy the Rooney Rule, because they only have to go ahead and talk to one minority candidate. This is the second minority candidate, but as you saw back when the Rooney Rule was first established, they were already set. They were probably going to go either Kent Whitmore or Russ Grimm back in 2007. They had an opportunity to interview Mike Tomlin, loved what he brought to the table, and hired him, and the rest is history, especially with a championship victory back in 2008. I love the idea of talking to Hamilton. I love the idea of talking to Hugh Jackson. You don't have to be a great head coach in this league to be a great coordinator. We've seen it throughout the years with guys like, gosh, Wade Phillips, Norv Turner, even the great Dick LeBeau. Not good head coaches, but fantastic when it comes to being coordinators. So the coordinator search is not over. In fact, it's these are the three that they're talking to. We should know soon, but whoever they hire, they're going to be hiring the right guy.
Brian Anthony Davis will finish up. You may make your picks. NFL NFC Championship game Sunday. No, your Steelers are not there. 3:05. The Bucks at the Pax. We even have the weather. We'll have a high of 32 degrees in Green Bay, mostly cloudy, a bit of snow. Your prediction?
You know what? So the weather does not matter as much in this game, because you got to remember who's the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's the one and only Tom Brady, who has raged through this weather for 20 years in New England. Now he's here in Tampa. It's not going to really kill his game whatsoever. I just think that the the Green Bay Packers are in it to win it. I mean, the spread is, it's relatively small. You know, you talk about these games, though, in the NFC Championship game, I don't expect this to be a rout, but I really expect Aaron Rodgers. I think he's playing on another plane right now, and I really expect him to take care of business. I'm going with the Packers all the way in this.
AFC Championship Sunday, 6:40 p.m., Bills at Chiefs, your weather report for Kansas City, Missouri, a high of 44 degrees, and there will be a bit of afternoon rain.
Weather doesn't matter in this game whatsoever either, because you've got Buffalo, you've got Kansas City. They know how to range these temperatures. So really interesting. With the now, we saw last week, though, where weather changed the entire look of that game with Buffalo and Baltimore, because it was very windy, and Justin Tucker, who doesn't miss, doinked two in the first half. That's six very valuable points. Then you had a pick six. Really, if that pick six doesn't happen, I think Baltimore wins that game. They were my original pick, and they were driving. That was a 14-point swing, basically. That's really what won the game for the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen was not at his best in that game. I expect him to be better in this game against Kansas City. Kansas City's defense isn't a slouch, but I've got to put a big asterisk on everything, Gordy, and the reason I'm going to put an asterisk is who is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback. In my mind, I really think it's going to be Patrick Mahomes, but if there's any indication that this could be dangerous for him, the NFL is risking a lot by allowing him to play if he can't. We're all also hearing some whispers that, hey, it might not be a concussion now. It might be this. No.
Oh, there's other injuries, as we know.
Yeah. So, I mean, the NFL really desperately does not want Chad Henne in this game. They want their poster child in this game. But can they make it happen? Look, if Mahomes plays, he might be dinged up a little bit, but I still think they win this game because you have Travis Kelce and you have the one and only Tyreek Hill, which I'm not a big fan of the guy because of off-the-field stuff, but on the field, the guy is nothing short of electricity personified, and those guys make things happen, and Mahomes is the guy that knows how to make it happen. I got to tell you, this game, though, if he's not the quarterback, I'm going to have a hard time picking Kansas City in this game, so I would have to say Buffalo. So I'm really thinking Mahomes is going to play, so my pick is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to turn back the clock to the 1966 season, so let's go back to, 54 years now, and say, repeat of Super Bowl I, Green Bay versus Kansas City.
Exactly what Donnie said on the show yesterday. Your two national days, we have Sanctity of Human Life Day, a very important day. We also have Blonde Brownie Day. Is that a go-to for Brian Anthony Davis?
Yeah, you know what? I love brownies. It's hard. I mean, the blonde part of the brownie, you know, it just takes away from the cocoa goodness. So I'm going to say I'll eat it if it's in front of me. I'm not ordering it. I'm not going to ask the wife and kids to whip me up a bunch of blonde brownies, but, you know, I'll eat it.
Enjoy your pizza this weekend.
You got it. I'm going to enjoy some food like crazy, my man.
Brian Anthony Davis has been talking with your coach, Gordy. He is so bad. Good to have you.
Thanks, my man. We'll see you.